Hey, it's Jamie, Armchair Eggers from Carroll's Furniture, quarterbacking for my Lazy Boy in the Carroll's Furniture and First Northern Bank Pro Football Pick'em. We're throwing down in the KRE Morning Show. Here's what happened.
Then there's Jamie, I'm not sure he got nine.
Yeah, maybe.
And Andrew, I just got engaged. Boy, good job, 44 points, Andrew.
Bob is rebranding everybody.
I know.
44, I like where I'm at.
My heart says Saints. I'm really probably going to lean the Giants there. So this is a solid maybe, but I think it's the Giants.
Now, don't take Jamie.
I know. Hey, I was the original.
Sure. You're the original.
Sure. I was the original.
That's right. Jamie, New Orleans, 0-4. Do you think they'll win the game this year?
You know what? I think this is the game to pick, honestly. 0-4 at home against the Giants, 1-3. I'm going New Orleans this week.
Look at him. He's all, this yeah, is what I'm doing. This
who
week.
That? Yeah. This is
who
decisive.
That? Who
let's
that?
Go.
Who wouldn't want a $100 gift card to the Y Arno Bar and Grill? Andrew, the analyst from First Northern Bank here. You got to play if you want to win. Make your picks for your chance at the high score of the week. And tune in every Wednesday at 7:40 to see which VIP dominated.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Thursday. Here I am trying to restart the week, October 2nd, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. With me this morning on this Thursday is Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy and Sports Director Jake Mack. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Liz, it's fall, my friend. How is it at the Y?
Awesome, as usual.
Yeah?
It's a great fall at the Y. Weather stayed well, so Jake having his first soccer season. We haven't had any snow going sideways, nothing of that sort. So, everyone's back in school and back at it. We've got the climbing club that we talked about last time, full to the max. Like, kids are coming in climbing. The swim lessons are full. It's just great to see families back to their
structure.
Really? So the climbing program is packed full of kids.
Yeah. So we run it just like swim lessons, where you sign up for a 30-minute session and they're harnessed up and they're climbing for that 30 minutes, just like they would in the swimming pool, have their session. And immediately just filled up, and we opened up October's, and we've had tons of signups. So a really good sign.
We'll touch on that a little bit further down the line, because I want to figure out how the registration goes on that, just to make sure that everyone's clear. Because that, when you brought that in here, it was one of those programs, and you have a lot of programs like this, Liz, but it was one of those programs where I instantly thought, man, if I was a kid,
right? Yeah.
That would have been such a fantastic activity for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different than any other sport. Don't get me wrong. I love team sports. But I was much more of kind of a loner.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And that would have been something that I just jumped on. Climbing was something that I got into, you know, late 20s.
Sure.
And I thought it was great way to go out there and just kind of have fun and keep your brain going. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it. But let's start today with the Faith Scholarship, something that you and I talk about a lot. For those who don't know what is it, and how did this opportunity actually evolve?
Yeah, great question. So, yes, we love the Faith Scholarship as the YMCA. We do so much around just Christian values, which are so universal in terms of other religious backgrounds as well. But this was a real piece in terms of, just like you talk about being a loner, we think a lot about kids growing up, and you know, sports are great, but we're not trying to make Division I athletes. We're trying to make people who find community, know how to work as a team, don't feel excluded. And so when we talk about programs like Dungeons and Dragons or climbing. You know, we're just constantly trying to get kids plugged into something.
Yeah.
So like you said, they don't feel like a loner. They don't feel left out. And we had a really great Y supporter who said, hey, kids who kind of, you know, as you get into those high school years and schedules get busy, they stop attending church, or maybe they have a family that doesn't attend church. Mm-hmm. And then they go off to college or trades or whatever that next step is right after school. And they just are floundering. And it's not just, you know, trying to figure out how to have a job and pay for a place to live. It's emotional. It's, I don't know who I am. And mm-hmm. I don't know how to not be a loner. I don't know where I connect. And I'm in that lost state. And his theory was, what if we incentivize the same way, you know, a wellness program at a work would do, is, you know, weigh in by the week, you know, do your little check-ins, and at the end you get a prize. And the hope is that it's just enough of a routine that becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And so this scholarship is attending your senior year and into your first semester of college. So October 31st is the deadline. So if you still have one of those logs out there, you can still turn it in, but you have that entire time to attend church service 10 times and get a signature from the pastor, the minister. And the only caveat is you have to at least once go to a different church. You could do 10 different churches if you want.
Yeah.
But if you are like, nope, this is my religion, this is where I go, I'm already going, that's great. But just go somewhere else just to see what's out there and understand maybe your friend's background, your friend's, you know, belief system. Just a really cool chance for kids to not only maybe develop a habit. So when they're feeling like a loner, I've seen 20 something year olds sitting by themselves at church. And I think you're looking for solace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with you completely on that. We all go through life searching for our tribe.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are born into it. Others are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to go on your life quest in a way. And part of life is spiritual experiences. And that is one reason why I really do like this faith-based scholarship. Because it tells you, go out, branch mm-hmm. out, attend another service that isn't the denomination that you come from.
Right.
And realize that in the end, you know, we're all looking for the same thing.
Absolutely.
We're just finding different paths to get to the same building.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're kind of in this funny in between. If you're a current senior, you can pick up a new faith log, and you've got all year till October to get that done. If you are currently a freshman in college and you got one of those, I'm counting the weeks. You still got a few weeks you could get, finish that up. So if it's just folded up in your car, don't give up on it. We have had some incredible impact statements from recipients of this scholarship, because it's not GPA. There's no test scores, none of those kind of things. You don't need a recommendation letter and be the kid that teachers are just all drawn to. You can be a loner. You can be somebody who hasn't found their spot yet and get this scholarship. But the amount of kids who said, I needed to finish it during my mm-hmm. freshman year of college. So I asked my roommate or a friend, hey, would you go with me? You know, and it's easy, instead of just being like, I'm seeking faith, to be like, oh, I have this scholarship. I've got to get two more services. And them saying it became an invitation of something I do with a friend that's maybe not drinking, yeah. partying. I have a friend and that's what we do. You know, it's like finding healthy habits, friends, you know, a friend who goes for a walk with you, a friend who goes to services with you. It's just a cool way to try to encourage some healthy avenues for kids as they're going through that stage.
And I love that idea of taking a friend with you, because it opens up a lot of different doors for discussion.
Right.
You know, what did you get out of that? Here's what mm-hmm. I got out of that. And you can discover something new instead of trying to keep it all inside and trying to figure everything out on your own.
Absolutely.
So this is just one of those things that can really help in the end as well, once you actually get those funds. How much is it?
$1,000 at least.
$1,000.
So last year, you know, they knew it was going to be a minimum of $1,000. And we just were fortunate enough to be able to give out $1,500, near to $2,000. So if you recommended, like if I say, hey, Jake, you should go get one of those faith logs, and he goes in and gets one, there's a little spot to say who sent you. And that has been awesome, too. Some kids have received more money because they've been like, hey,
go check this out.
You should go do this, too.
Yeah, we actually have two gentlemen that started just out of the blue. We saw two kids about high school senior age show up at my church that I attend. And the joy it brought the congregation to see young people coming in and the inclusivity. I mean, everybody was like, hey, come sit with us, you know, during coffee hour. And just it's a community thing there. And I mean, Christian principles, like positive stuff. So they keep coming back. And, like, and we're so happy.
You could find your tribe. You could find your community. But at the same time, you could get that chemistry book paid for, which we all know. You know, what is it? Chemistry and mathematics. Holy cow, the expense on those books just blows my mind. You did mention those logs need to be turned in by the end of this month, right?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure that you're getting those done. Dig it out from underneath the coat in the back of the car. And make sure that you get that. This is a fantastic experience. It's also going to help you pay for some of those books. And who knows, maybe that's going to go right to tuition. Boy, that was fun. All right, now let's shift to the annual campaign. This is another thing that I really like talking about. I wish something like this existed when I was a kid. And that is Give Your Heart to a Child. What does this campaign support for those who may not know about it, Liz?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as the title calls it, Give Your Heart to a Child, it has always started with our, so there's a Y national mission statement that we have, but then we have our own local tagline, which is that no child will be denied access to the Y based on financial reasons. And so We talk about, yes, we might say you need to become a member, but we can make that membership free for a kiddo. We often have programs where we require a membership because we want all kids to be here, but we don't want them to be anonymous. So some kids are like, I'll pay a daily fee and you won't know my name or how to call my mom. So we do require that.
Quick in and out. Yes.
So kids is probably the biggest part of our origins of scholarshiping. So that's scholarshiping a membership, scholarshiping programs, it's camps, it's swim lessons, it's all of those touch points. It's, you know, kids climbing, whatever activity kids are like, whoa, I want to do that. We want to make sure there's not a financial barrier for parents, down to if you don't have soccer cleats, man, we got some soccer cleats, you know, like whatever those barriers are financially, we want to help kids. But it is a misnomer because we also scholarship seniors on fixed incomes. We scholarship full families. We scholarship, you know, we're talking about young people, you know, trying to get your first apartment in Sheridan, Wyoming. God bless you. Oh. I am of no perspective as to how hard it is with your first full-time job to live independently in terms of the cost of living. And so we scholarship folks of all ages to ensure our whole community is at the Y. And so this means over 1,500 people are scholarshiped for membership every year. That's depending on the week, 10 to 15 scholarship applications every week.
Wow.
And we keep it simple. You know, and we've had moments where someone's like, they should have to prove that they can't financially afford that swim lesson. And we've tried to take a big picture approach and say, okay, what are we losing if somebody could afford a swim lesson and we made the process easy enough they could get a scholarship? Kid learns to swim.
Yeah,
we're okay with that, and so we are pretty blanketed in our scholarshiping intentionally to just think in terms of people reaching out, trying to get assistance to become healthy, to get their kids involved. We want those opportunities, no matter even if on paper, you know, they might show their income at this, but then we always have a narrative like, is there things we're not seeing? And the stories in terms of medical conditions or losing their jobs and being that having a job now that makes pretty good money, but being behind because they went into debt. And so this campaign is kind of it for the year. We have no gala. We have no gun rifles. We have no glossy papered things that are going to come in the mail. We have probably one of the simplest campaigns in terms of we ask community volunteers to campaign, which let me tell you, they're like, ye gods, you want me to ask others?
I have to talk to people.
Yeah, but every year they come through and they ask 4 to 5 other people to join with them in giving. And so it's a really direct campaign. The budget for the campaign is nominal because everything goes directly to scholarshiping. And our goal is $290,000. It's a huge gulp in terms of how much we scholarship. And yet we made it last year. And
was the amount the same last year?
Yes, it was. My our first goodness. Year. We had new accounting service and they were like, if you're scholarshipping over $300,000, you need to up your campaign goal. And in the way I was raised, I'm like, gosh, you shouldn't ask for more.
Right. Yeah.
You know, people are so incredibly generous in our community and so understanding in terms of community health and opportunities. And they just came through. And so we know it's a tight year. We have folks that are already telling us we can't give what we gave last year. And we totally understand that. But we're going to go out there and do our darndest because it is genuinely something that I think if you want to look at community health.
Yeah.
Having a place like the Y open to all. And if you walk our halls, you're not going to see a more diverse place where the community comes together for healthy reasons. You know, our hospital is awesome, but unfortunately, most of the time you go to the hospital for not healthy reasons.
Yeah, most of the time you go there, you're having a bad day.
Besides
right?
delivery, most of it is not a happy visit. Walmart, you can feel forced to go, so that's a diverse crowd. But at the Y, people want to be there. They want to be happy. They want to improve themselves. They want to improve their kids' lives. And I think that's one of the most touching things is it's a good problem to have if people want to get active.
Yeah. How do I give?
So we'll take it anyway.
drive by and throw it at us out the window.
Right, right. We have the opportunity. You can give online. You can come down to the front desk. I mean, we haven't kicked off the campaign, but I've already had some individuals who've just dropped off checks because they know it's the season,
yeah.
Which is amazing. And then we're going to just start calling folks. And we try not to pick on people who don't want to give or haven't given. We just have a pretty steady list of folks who year after year amaze us with their generosity and support. And we have folks that give exactly where they're at. So it's $20 and it's got a note saying, save the stamp. Don't send me a thank you because they want it to go directly to that purpose. My daughter's my oldest campaigns and she's a hoot. She's had to learn how to leave a voicemail. but every year she's been able to get babysitting jobs now. She gives a little more and it's so fun to talk about giving and she doesn't just give to the Y now. It's become a cultural thing. And I think Sheridan gets the culture of giving.
Yeah.
And we're pretty used to it. But when you go other places, it's not a norm.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we should really point out is it is not normal in mm-hmm. other communities. This is something that I know a lot of people in the community use, obviously, over 1,500. And that's... Yeah, I don't know. It's an incredible campaign. It's going to give kids the opportunity that they wouldn't have without it. On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the YMCA after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
We can skip something.
Okay.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Looking for an investment with staying power? Synergy Shop Aminiums in Sheridan is the smart choice for stable, long-term returns. Own your own commercial space, lease it, grow a business, or resell for profit. With high demand and limited availability, these Shop Aminiums are smart money. Built to last, designed to earn. Don't miss your chance to own real property with real potential. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates and ask about Synergy Shop Aminiums and invest smart.
This public service announcement brought to you by Atlas Chiropractic. Your healing begins when you pick up the phone.
Tom Hebert here with the Natural History Museum of Wyoming here in Sheridan. We're inviting everyone in the community to come join us and welcome author BJ Hollers for his book reading, Dinosaur Dreams, an adventure he took with his 8-year-old daughter visiting all the dinosaur museums on the Dinosaur Trail in Montana. Come join us, listen to him do a reading, and get him to sign your copy of the book. Again, it'll be October 4th, 7 p.m. at the museum, and we'll see you there.
Hey, it's Jamie, Armchair Eggers from Carroll's Furniture, quarterbacking for my Lazy Boy in the Carroll's Furniture and First Northern Bank Pro Football Pick'em. We're throwing down in the KRE Morning Show. Here's what happened.
And there's Jamie. I'm not sure he got 9.
Yeah, maybe.
And Andrew, I just got engaged. Boy, good job. 44 points, Andrew.
Bob is rebranding everybody.
I know.
44. I like where I'm at.
My heart says Saints. I really probably going to lean the Giants there. So this is a solid maybe, but I think it's the Giants.
Now, don't take Jamie.
I know. I was the original.
Sure, you're the original.
Sure. I was the original.
That's right. Jamie, New Orleans, 0-4. Do you think they'll win a game this year?
You know what? I think this is the game to pick, honestly. 0-4 at home against the Giants, 1-3. I'm going New Orleans this week.
Look at him. He's all, this yeah, is what I'm doing this
who
week.
That? Yeah. This is
who
decisive,
that?
Jamie.
Let's go.
Who wouldn't want a $100 gift card to the Y Arno Bar and Grill? Andrew, the analyst from First Northern Bank here. You got to play if you want to win. Make your picks for your chance at the high score of the week. And tune in every Wednesday at 7:40 to see which VIP dominated.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. My guest this morning, Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy, Sports Director Jake Mack. Now, before we move on, there is one more thing that we want to tell you about the Give Your Heart to a Child campaign, Fremont Toyota.
Yes. Huge shout out to Fremont Toyota. They are willing, just in terms of being an awesome supporter of this campaign and the mission behind it, that they will donate $100 for every car sold in November. And so they've already pledged to do that so we can kick off the campaign and share that. So I don't know, as somebody who's still driving an old beater, you know, maybe I see those wonderful Christmas campaigns with the giant bow on them. Yeah. Like, maybe just do it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, I would accept a Thanksgiving new car, but I mean, it's just an incredible way, you know, like we're all driving towards this kind of goal. And so I just want to say thank you for their willingness to walk alongside of us in this way.
You should have been a reporter, my friend.
Yeah.
Driving towards the goal. I love it. I love it. Jake, let's talk about fall basketball.
All right.
What age groups are you focusing on right now?
So right now our focus is for second and third grade boys and girls. Any of the schools here in Sheridan County, District 1, District 2, we've got teams in Bighorn that have happened in the past, teams in Tongue River that have happened in the past, but that is the target, second and third graders.
When does registration open for
this? Registration opened on September 10th and goes through October 10th, so we've got a little over a week left for open registration here.
How are the teams looking this year?
Frankly honest, my numbers are a little down from last year, but part of my learning curve and taking this job on in July, I learned some people wait till the last minute, and that's just how it is, and I'm okay with it. I will take them up to the 11th hour. So Build. That's any sports program I've ever run. That's where I'm at. I'll take them anywhere.
Jake, tell me the benefits to a child for playing on team sports.
Oh my gosh. So many. First and foremost, you have a healthy activity where they are moving. Like, you've got movement. It's great. You're building social skills. You're building leadership qualities. You're building empathy. There's so many things. You can look at these, and it's just a great example to go through life that you can learn through team sport.
At this age, are we really focusing more on fundamentals or team building?
Both. I wouldn't say either one is getting a specific focus. Obviously, we need to teach them the basics so they can be functional within the game. And on it, we're teaching them to be good people mm-hmm. within the system. It's supposed to be fun, first of all, and a mantra I really live by in any sport that I run. If the kids aren't having fun and enjoying it, they don't want to be there. If they don't want to be there, there's no need for a sports director.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to equipment, this is something I always ask Liz about. What are we looking at as far as what I need and what is provided to me?
So for basketball, you need a good pair of shoes. When you register, you have the option, if you currently own a jersey, you can clearly reuse your jersey. If you need a new jersey, that's part of the registration process. Put that it's on there, and we order a jersey and have the right size for the kiddos when they show up to play. With basketball, I'd recommend a pair of athletic shorts or warm-ups if they want to play in those. Track pants or joggers, I think they call them. The kids love them. I don't know what happened to jeans, but they're not for sport anyway, so it's okay.
And I've seen kids in, you name it, they're out there practicing it. Yep. Like, oh, it's pajama day at school.
Yeah.
There's some sweaty kids.
Yeah, if you got it, come play. I mean, it's just have shoes.
It's the point of the play, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, two questions real quick. Number one, we have a practice game schedule up online.
Yes, I sent that to my leadership at the Y, and they've got it going there. People can always call in too. We've got the front desk has it. They can call me direct. If they have questions about schedule and times, reach out. We've got it. We have the answers for you. So,
number two, referees, something that we have trouble with every single year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the sport. It's it's an interesting thing, and again, learning curve for me on this. Yes, I always need referees. Right now, shout out to Lady Bronx and the Bronx soccer players. They've been a big help for me for the youth soccer this year. If we got Lady Bronx and Bronx basketball players that would like to get some community service hours in down there, I'd love to have them as well. But it doesn't have to be them. And I don't care if you were an all-star in basketball. If you know the game and you're willing to give back and help out, we will take you.
And the little ones are going to look up to you, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Like, they really, that's like a little bit of hero worship right there.
Oh, yeah. And to Jake's point, you don't even have to really know the game. We can get you there because most of my reffing is like, oh, can't run with that ball underneath your arm. You're going to have to dribble it. And it's wonderful. Our parents, they all know, even watching them play a game, we are doing practice during the game. The amount of times I've been like, okay, hold on, let's just back up and try that one more time.
Yeah.
That it's, I mean, we beat this drum a lot at the Y, but like, what's the big picture? What are we kind of trying to do? And if you're trying to get them the fundamentals, we're trying to get them enough understanding to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be blowing the whistle and being like, nope, that's a foul. Da, 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 da. It is a lot more like, hold on.
Let's try that again. Yep.
And what, which one, point again at which one's your basket?
Yep. Yeah, it's not NCAA. There's no scholarships being handed out the next day, and no one's getting a big contract. It's building people and building a love of the game.
Oh, that is a great statement right there. Building people and building the love of the game. I really like that. And yeah, you're right. There's no scouts in the crowd.
Not yet. I looked. Yet. They weren't there.
Before we get to that point, we need to get them through this point, folks. Now, Liz, I'm running out of time with you, but I did promise everybody we're going to talk about the climbing real quick. How do I register for climbing, and what does that schedule look like?
Yeah, so right now it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3:30 to 4 o'clock for the month of October. So we're just going by the month, so you don't have to come up with all the different dates. And it's $20 for members, $30 for non-members, ages 5 to 11. And then registering, and I'll just piggyback this with basketball as well, you can do it online.
Yes.
You can come down in person. To the point, if you called Jake and you're asking questions, he could register you over the phone if you have a credit card.
Absolutely.
So whatever works best in your world, we can get you registered for those programs, climbing, basketball. Swim lessons are coming up. The sky's the limit at the Y. There's tons of activities if you want to get plugged in.
Now, because we talked about it a little earlier, let's talk about applying for scholarships. What do I need to walk in and get that?
So we make it really simple. Come into the front desk of the Y or go on the website. It's a one-page form, and there's really three big questions. One is, you know, what's your annual income? How many people are in your family? And is there anything else we need to know? And so fill that out. We're not making you give us your last three tax statements, anything like that. And then the same, big shout out to our parent liaisons. All of the schools have a parent liaison, and they will contact us and be like, hey, we know a kid that could benefit from soccer. Just that recommendation. We're like, awesome. If you get mom's approval, fully scholarshiped.
Fantastic.
And so we try to get rid of all those barriers. And if you get a program scholarship at the Y for basketball, that's going to help you with every sport for the year. You don't need to keep reapplying. As proud people, asking over and over again feels like you're getting, I've asked too much.
Yeah.
So just know, this year, we got it. Hopefully things get better next year and you can pay it forward.
All right, Liz, Jake, thank you both so much for taking time out of your schedules to come in and speak with me. It's always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the YO Theater. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Colton, now that the fall season is here, it reminds me of how many things there are to keep track of during the school year.
No kidding. There's the backpacks, pencils, notebooks, but there's also the cleats, gym shoes, band instruments, not to mention everything parents are accounting for on top of it.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates team at Best, and we know how much work it is, even just remembering everything you need for the next day.
And this is Colton Bates. It's why we work hard to make the real estate process as seamless as possible so you can make the move you want and keep your life moving.
Whether buying or selling, let us help make it the best experience for you.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Legends say the opal holds lightning trapped within its heart, a stone of mystery, once feared but long cherished for its beauty and magic, especially for those with October birthdays. This October, celebrate your own legend with glowing fire opals or shimmering white opals in timeless designs crafted to enchant. Dare to wear the magic of opal from Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main and online at legacydiamondgems.com, where every piece tells a story.
Shan Foster, all-around canine training and country pet inn. You love it when a dog surprises you in a training, and that happened recently when you were training a service dog for someone with MS.
Yeah, a challenge. So I watched the dog and the owner work together and just stayed out of it. What I saw was amazing. Goosebumps just thinking about it. She was adopting behavior that would make them more productive, something I didn't teach her. She just offset things that I taught her to what she felt were necessary to accomplish whatever tasks they were performing. Pretty cool.
So even for as many years as you've been doing this, you can still get surprised.
I know, and that's one of the things about dog training that I love. It's magical. Two beings that don't look anything alike, and they're forming this union. It's the best feeling. It really is. It's hard to describe, but people in their lives with their dogs in different capacities have probably seen little bits and pieces of this as well, and I just get to see it, I think, more often.
Learn more at countrypetin.com.
This time of year, everything in Wyoming gets tested. Your patience with the wind, your brakes on the ice, and especially your roof. At Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, we know Wyoming weather, and we make sure that your roof passes the test. Our metal roofing, impact-resistant shingles, and expert work keep your cold out and the comfort in. Working with insurance, we take the hassle out of your hands. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors or visit us at Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Hey, Colton, can you believe that the school year is in full swing again?
I can't even believe that I'm not in school anymore. Time really does fly.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates.
With the Bates team at Best. And we know time goes by in a hurry and recognize how valuable your time is. That's why we work hard to fit your busy schedule, making moving easier, and help you plan the entire process.
We also know that it's not enough just to get the job done as we seek to do the absolute best quality of work for all of our clients.
Let this be the school year where you get everything you want done and more.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by the Executive Director of the WYO Performing Arts and Education Center, Aaron Butler. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Now, Aaron, the WYO Film Festival kicked off last night.
Tonight, actually.
Tonight.
Tonight's
tonight.
It's
the second.
It's Thursday.
Right. It's Thursday.
I'm with you. Yesterday, for some reason, was Thursday for me all day. It was not.
I don't know
it's not
why.
Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, it was the same for me. I've been a day ahead of myself.
I know.
This morning, when introducing the show, I almost said it was Tuesday, so I tried to start it all over for us again.
nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Time is relevant. Relative, now, I should say.
In its eighth year, how have you seen this thing grow
Isn't
and change?
Cool? Yeah, it's been really fun to watch and especially to be a part of. How has it? So this year, I know for sure, I was just talking to Breton yesterday. They have 22 filmmakers coming,
which is
an incredible amount. I think it's, I mean, he would have to confirm this, but I do believe that's the most they've ever had. So what that says to me is that the festival itself is gaining a bit of a reputation amongst filmmakers. It also says that Sheridan and this festival is a place that people want to visit.
Yeah.
So I just think that's really neat. I just think that's really cool. And I think have you had him on the show yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the horror film series or section or whatever, and doing that at the Carriage House, I don't know. I mean, like, Kenan gives me chills. I want to go watch, but I'm also a little bit scared.
You're a little nervous about it?
A little bit, but I think that's so neat. Like, I love that that's happening this year.
And what a great setting.
So cool. Yeah.
I mean, the Carriage House itself is a great little theater. I've gone and seen plays there myself, and it would be perfect.
That place is legit haunted, I'm telling you.
Who knows? You may...
I hate to put that out there. Sorry.
You may be sitting next to somebody that you don't actually see, but who will whisper in your ear
every
once in a while. You never know.
It's extra creepy.
Now, can you share with us what the atmosphere is like when these filmmakers come around and kind of get involved? Is it, like, exciting? Is it... You know, some people who attend these film festivals know a lot about film. There might even be a little hero worship going on in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, it is exciting. To your point, the hero worship thing, it's always really interesting to meet them in person because of that thing that you see this thing on screen that they created, and it makes it feel like they're somebody other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then because
they make that impact on you.
Right, right. And then you meet them and they're just these like regular, you know, they're just people.
Yeah.
And they carry themselves like normal human. You know what I mean? Like they're very humble and usually, and that thing is really fun. And meeting them is great. And I should mention, I'm sure Breton has mentioned this, sort of the after parties that they do, that folks get an opportunity to kind of mingle with them outside of that atmosphere, which is neat. It's fun. It's fun to learn about them. It's fun to learn about their passions. Clearly they love what they do, and it's, I always really enjoy speaking with people who love what they do.
Yeah.
Especially in the arts, because their sort of that passion for that thing translates for sure, you know?
And that's one reason why I love to talk to like actors and artists and dancers and composers and you know, performers, because there's a fire mm-hmm. in there mm-hmm. that really drives them. Not that, you know, hey, an executive director could have that same fire and passion for what they do, but you really find it in the creative arts, whether it be performing or whether it be art itself. You know, it's really something that I love to find, and it's inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's inspiring. It inspires me to continue to do this job. And speaking of inspiring, after this festival wraps, mm-hmm. the WIO premiere 2025, you were going to launch with Hello Dolly.
Oh my gosh, I know.
That's a big production.
It is, and it's so soon. It's weird, when October started, I was like, oh.
We better get to work. Oh.
Oh, that's soon. It's like in 2 weeks.
It's a massive classic, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, for sure.
This is one Streisand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I remember this being on television when I was a little kid.
Absolutely, yep.
And my mother would watch this thing all mm-hmm, the way through mm-hmm. every single time.
Yep.
This is a major, major play.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And it is a classic in all the ways in which you know musical theater to be, with the big, you know, the big songs and the big numbers and the... it's all like real music, and there's big gowns, you know, everything's very large. And the characters are large, and the stories are sort of silly but fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. We haven't had like a traditional musical, like a classic, in it's been years.
Yeah.
Years and years.
Trying to mix it up. I could
see
that.
Yeah. So I'm not part of the production process much. I help do some of the meetings and stuff like that. And I hear about the things, but I'm not in the trenches, you know. But I hear it's going well. It's always fun to work with the community and to see it's in a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, these poor people, they got to be tired, but I think in the end it's worthwhile to them. And of course, to us, it's just really joyful.
Well, I will have some of the cast in here with me on October 14th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the second part of the show. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fantastic to be able to talk to these people and get a real perspective over all the work that they've actually put into this.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about, it is a major classic. And, classics are classic for a reason.
Oh my gosh, the songs, I'm sure people, well, I don't know, you and I just had a conversation before the show about music, so I'm not sure everyone will recognize these songs, but
those of us, yeah.
There's the, you know, Before the Parade Passes By, Hello Dolly is just like the one. And I should also say that the musical itself, I think, was written for like Carol Channing. Mm. So there have been a lot of powerhouse Broadway ladies singing that lead role. Bette Midler, of course, and you mentioned Barbara Streisand, and a few others. And it's just, I don't know, it's pretty cool to follow on those heels. Obviously, we're not the same caliber, but it's fun. It's fun.
You know, but the thing of it is to see people that we know. Mm-hmm. Up on that stage, being somebody else and singing those powerhouse performances.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
That really, you know, it's just another kind of notch
right.
in the belt.
Right.
That Sheridan is uh-huh. a cultural hub.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, before I moved up here, I had a lot of friends telling me, wow, that's Wyoming's hidden gem. It's mm-hmm, what they mm-hmm. all said down south. That's the hidden gem. But, you know, we shine pretty bright around here.
Yeah.
And it's great to see things like Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're getting people from all over the world. We're putting on major productions like Hello Dolly, mm-hmm. you know, where people are stepping up and filling these big roles and actually meeting the demands mm-hmm, mm-hmm. of those roles. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to talking to them. As I said before, I love talking to people about their process. Now, you do have... Encore dates of Hello Dolly. Yeah. October 26th.
Yep. So a lot of people might be familiar with what was referred to as the gala. That's what this is. We call it the premiere now for fundraising reasons. But it is a major one of our big fundraisers for sure. So the premiere night is extra special. We encourage folks to come dressed up in the theme of the show if they want to. I will mention that hats play a big part in this production.
Huge
for those who
hats.
Might not know, yes, big ol' hats, 1900s hats. So I'm sure your grandmother or great-grandmother has some of those. Please wear them. We would love to see them.
I would love to see Sheridan's hat display.
Oh, my gosh.
There.
And you Wouldn't should see great? How many hats we have upstairs in our fashion show. It's insane. So premiere night, you know, it's past hors d'oeuvres, which the high school pro start class is doing for us.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're just so great.
How cool is
oh,
that?
Oh, they're so good. And they, you know, the thing that I love is part of their project is, so we give them this as their project, and the class, the kids, the classmates have to choose, have to like take the theme and then decide what they're going to make. This is like their project, right?
They have creative control.
They have, yeah. So they then make whatever they make, and then we get the really great opportunity to taste test all of them. And it's so impressive. I mean, these kids are so good. It's crazy how good
great.
They are. And so they'll be making the food, which is really fun. We'll have some specialty cocktails, of course. And the difference, I would say, it's been, what, year three of the premiere versus gala. This gala night was awfully long. So this is sort of why we've shifted. And if I'm taking too much time, please tell
no,
me.
No,
but
no, go ahead.
This is why we've shifted from this idea of like a silent auction and a live auction and the show, you know, and it's just like so many things jammed into one evening. We wanted to separate those things and really let the production shine. Because that's really what people were there for is the show, right? And what an exhausting night for not only the performers, but people attending. They were like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end? So we've shifted it. So it's not nearly as long. There are not all those elements of auction items. And so it really is just the show, but it just happens to be the opening night. It's extra fancy. You get extra fancy stuff. We have a photographer that evening. And then, of course, the encore performances, which run, so the 18th is the premiere, and then the 19th is the next, the first encore, and then the following week, the 23rd through the 26th. So it gives folks, lots of folks an opportunity to see the show. And this is like, I have not done the math, but you know, the YO has been doing these big musical productions as part of their fall repertoire. It's, I mean, since the 90s.
Yeah.
You know? So we've been at it a long time, and it's a really big part of us as a nonprofit theater and how we support our community. Just encouraging these community members to come participate in an event that is extra special at the YO that has been here for so long, as sort of an institution here in Sheridan.
And it gives us an opportunity to kind of step outside of being ourselves.
Right.
I love the idea where it's like, you know, dress the theme. You know, whether it be 20s, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, turn of the century,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people have the big dresses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
sure.
then they're looking for an excuse. Just
yeah.
give me a date
right.
and a place where I can finally wear this
well,
big thing.
Emmy is the perfect example of this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we just need an opportunity and we got the costuming to go with it.
Yep.
And so this is it. And you get to be, they're part of something that is really big and very important
mm-hmm.
for the while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of something that the wife is involved with, let's
mm-hmm.
talk about this year's Rocky
no,
Horror Picture
is she involved?
Show, my friend. All right.
I did not know.
October, it's going to bring you the Rocky Horror Picture Show on the 30th. This is something that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
This year marks the 50th anniversary. Can
I
you
know.
That?
No,
you
we were
that?
Just talking about this yesterday in our staff
it's
meeting.
Incredible.
I was like, is it 50 years? It's crazy.
I 1975. Yeah. It's making me feel old. But
that's wild, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. It
yeah.
seems like it was, you know, not very long
no.
ago. But 50 years.
Yep.
How are you guys planning on celebrating the milestone?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know that we have made any significant plans yet, just to for that celebration, but 100%, it's part of our marketing. It's part of sort of the mystique, I guess, of the show. It's cool to consider that you're attending an event that has been going on. I wonder when the first show... I digress. For 50 years, this crazy, weird, very strange...
We'll call it a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, when it came out and it was sort of a, what, B-C movie. And then it's become what it is. It's amazing. And I'm so happy we get to celebrate that.
The B-movie, though, is the charm of it.
Sure, sure.
You know, because I think that's one thing when he wrote it and he sat down and he really focused on it, that's what he wanted to highlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the B-movie horror.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. he added these fun songs that mm-hmm. everybody can actually participate in. And I love going every year.
Yeah.
Because I see it get larger.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Totally.
More people are going.
Right.
More people are embracing the time warp and just standing up in their seats yep. and having fun.
Yep.
This is a fun event.
It is a fun event.
It's one of those things you don't see a lot in our region. And so I love the fact that Aaron Odom and his team get together every year and they mm-hmm. put this massive production on
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they invite everyone mm-hmm. to come take part.
Totally.
You know, and yep. I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. Rocky Horror Picture Show is one of those all-inclusive things.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and the thing I should say for those who maybe have not been or are thinking of going, this event is interactive, right? Like, there are callbacks, there's props, the audience is invited to do all those things, except for food stuff. Please don't bring food stuff.
The YO is just a little too important to us.
We just don't want like crusty bread everywhere, please, or rice. My goodness. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because you do have an opportunity to participate sort of as an audience member in the show. Now, if you're going to watch the movie, you're going to get a different experience.
Yes.
You know, I've had some people who are like, can't we just show the show without all the stuff? And I'm like, well, that's... Let's really go home and do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you want to just watch the movie.
Right. You should do that at your home.
This has got a shadow cast.
Yep.
They shadow certain parts. And that's really one of the most, I'd say probably the best part of it.
Yeah.
Seeing people in your own community in a completely different light.
100%.
Letting go.
Yeah, yeah.
And just having fun.
It's so fun.
And that's one thing that I would really sell people on. If you're going to go, look it up. There's
yep.
there's a list of things that you
mm-hmm.
can take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron said, please leave the food at home.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
else is
mm-hmm.
there.
Yep.
You got callbacks. You are talking to the movie. You're
yep.
talking to the actors.
Yep, yep.
I mean, this is a celebration. This is how me and my wife
yeah.
celebrate Halloween.
Totally.
This is our Halloween
yeah.
celebration for
yeah.
the year.
It's a blast.
Show up dressed up.
Right.
I mean, have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing that you've already said it, but this show, like, it does not take itself seriously.
No.
Right? Like, it does not need to be stuffy. We do not need to be, I don't know, watching with disdain. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that needs to be sort of picked apart. It's just silly. It's just absurdity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how do I get tickets for all of this stuff, Aaron?
Oh, as usual, go to wildtheater.com, or we'd love to see you at the box office. We're open Wednesday through Friday, noon to 5, and then, of course, we'll be there all weekend this weekend for the Film Fest, so we hope you see you there.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure sitting down, talking to you about this fun stuff.
Yep.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.